This October is a big month in Cincinnati for the arts, with the Constella Festival going on. And that means a lot of big names are showing up at the School for Creative and Performing Arts. And we'll get to the connection of this with Jeff Seibert, who's with the Mayerson Foundation. Jeff, thanks for being here.
Thank you so much for inviting us back.
We've talked about this before, but let's talk about, so people will get kind of caught up here. What goes on at the high school, or this? It's not just high school,
That's right.
You know, what happens there with the kids and the Master Artist Series that brings in all these fabulous people?
Sure. The Master Artist Series, through the Mayerson Foundation, brings in some of the world's greatest artists, music, drama, theater, to SCPA, which you know is our wonderful School of the Arts that's part of the Cincinnati Public School District. SCPA opened their wonderful state-of-the-art facility on the corner of Elm and Central Parkway 3 years ago. Our foundation participated in that capital campaign and took a further step of funding an artistic excellence program there, one that would bring truly world-class arts education to this wonderful state-of-the-art facility that our community has seen fit to invest in. And through our Master Artists Series, we partner with Cincinnati's great arts organizations when they bring a guest artist to town through the CSO, through Constella, through the Taft Museum, through the Cincinnati Chamber Orchestra. We help out with some incremental funding that helps to buy an extra hour or two of these great artists' time. We bring them to SCPA, where their talented faculty and staff prepare students to spend some time with these great artists, actually perform side by side with some of them, which is some of the most exciting stuff that we do, and to learn from living masters about the disciplines that they're studying in school.
Over the past couple of years, you've had an amazing array of artists coming in, people like Joshua Bell, Branford Marsalis, Chick Corea. And this month in particular has been a really, well, I guess just a stellar amount of people coming in. Maybe we can start out with earlier this month. It was jazz man, sax player Jimmy Heath.
Jimmy Heath,
now,
right.
You talk about some of the legends, some of the true masters of their art. That's one of them.
Yeah.
So I'm curious, how did that go over? Because we're talking kids. I mean, I don't mean, you know, like small kids, but just high school kids. And how did they relate to someone of his stature, of his longevity?
Sure. It kind of reminds people, SCPA at its heart is a vocational school. These students are learning how to have careers in the arts. Well, a career actually is kind of an abstract concept for a lot of people to get their minds around. So when we bring someone like Jimmy Heath, and here's Jimmy Heath, all 86 years of him, sharp as a tack, bright, incredible memory. Jimmy played with John Coltrane. Jimmy played with Charlie Parker. In fact, Jimmy was known as Little Bird in honor of his resemblance to Charlie Parker. When they have the opportunity to meet Jimmy, yeah, they're not hearing him on the radio. They don't see him on TV. He's not putting out videos like the artists that they follow. But they get a sense through printed study guides that we supply the school with, and they have the opportunity to have a primary experience. So they're not listening to him on tape or video or record, but they have the opportunity to shake his hand, to hear his voice, to ask him questions. So they get a really kind of a unique experience with him. And for those students who get to perform side by side with him, it's not only a unique experience, but it's something that goes on their college application, strengthens their resume. Can you imagine a student entering one of the great jazz schools, whether at Berkeley, at Jacobs School of Music? Yeah, I had a master class with Jimmy Heath. That's going to draw positive attention to their college application. And that's part of the reason that we fund the program.
Well, let's talk about what people are coming in after October.
Music is important, and probably the most students at SCPA are instrumental music majors. But we also do master artists in the area of theater. And through a partnership with Taft Museum, their Duncanson Artist in Residence is Diane Macklin. Diane is a storyteller who draws from stories of the people in West Africa. She will be spending an entire day at SCPA to help students understand the importance of storytelling today. And in many fields beyond the theater stage, storytelling becomes the way that you make an impact, whether it's a college application, whether it's a proposal that you're making to a new employer. So storytelling becomes this bridge in communication from students. And we're happy to welcome Diane Macklin to SCPA. The cellist, Elisa Wielerstein, will be at SCPA on January 16th. Wonderful percussionist named Colin Curry will come to SCPA early in 2014 on January 31st. We have two of the founders of the Jewish klezmer jazz band called the Klezmatics will be coming to SCPA in February. We welcome the Cincinnati Pops Orchestra conductor, John Morris Russell, back to SCPA for two dates in February when he will be conducting the SCPA band and the SCPA Orchestra, and then a very special program in March when the touring company of the Broadway musical Wicked will take a break on Monday night when they go dark at the Aronoff. They'll come over to SCPA and do a series of workshops, and then on Monday, March 10th, the touring company of Wicked will do a cabaret performance with SCPA students. That wonderful song, Defying Gravity, is sure to be a part of that. And we're so proud to be partnered with the Educational Theater Association, which is housed here in Cincinnati, but is a national organization that many in your audience might be familiar with, Dramatics Magazine, which is their publication for high school musical theater teachers.
Let me get to something that's a little bit off field here, but you're talking about all these great people that will be coming in. Is it possible for people to maybe sit and watch these masterclasses?
Oh, Frank, I'm glad you asked. We actually invite people to do exactly that. Because of SCPA's wonderful facility, we can offer limited seating for observers of the masterclasses, and people find it fascinating. You were kind enough to join us for Chick Corea last year.
I had a fantastic time. But, you know, like I said, watching Chick Corea is one thing, and also watching the students. And I noticed that there are a lot of times some students were, let's just say, they really didn't understand, or maybe they just didn't have the background to really appreciate. But there are some students, you can sit there and watch their faces, and especially the ones who got to play with Chick Corea. You can see in their faces, oh my goodness, I'm playing with Chick Corea. And just looking at them and the interaction, and Chick Corea, I have to admit, the guy is fantastic. If he ever decided to quit playing music, which I hope he doesn't, he could be a great teacher.
Indeed he could. And it's tough to discern what's going on in an adolescent's mind when you observe them. And there's a very high cool factor at SCPA. And some students may not want to exhibit, may not want to show how truly affected they are when they come into contact with these celebrities. You know, I think it's important for them to learn the skills of how to present oneself to one of these people, how to stick out your hand, introduce yourself, say hello, make contact, and come away with an experience that's unlike what students can get from merely listening or reading a textbook.
We're going to wrap things up. Let me ask you this, Jeff Seibert from the Meyerson Foundation. You probably get a big kick out of actually meeting all these people yourself. I can see there's a grin on your face that you probably enjoy that too.
Yeah, these are some of my heroes growing up. I'm very pleased to be able to videotape a lot of these masterclasses. I post them on YouTube so that they can be enjoyed beyond the single experience. But it's definitely a kick for me to get to know these people. Thanks.
Well, we've been speaking with Jeff Seibert, YouTube extraordinaire, entrepreneur on that, and also running the Meyerson Foundation's, really the great program that's going on, the Master Artist Series at the School for Creative and Performing Arts. Thanks very much.
Thanks, Frank.
And for Around Cincinnati, I'm Frank Johnson.